start and strike again. Do that all the time. Ooh, the yams are all I know. But I wish it was just a distraction. I said myself to a baby, can I get to the yams? Oh, I'm trying to get to them bands. Money in my pocket, trying to fill in my pants. Something about that feeling I just don't understand. Ooh, I'ma tell him again.
Can I get to the yams?
Hello, everyone. I'm Cosmo Calloway. That was Fetty Wap. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio, and you're listening to Bad Vice. If you're looking for guidance, you've come to the wrong place, but while you're here, consider sticking around and listening to my friends and I as we try to solve people's greatest problems as quickly as possible. Simply put, this is the cheapest, worst therapy you will ever receive. And now for the disclaimer that I am obligated to read. If it wasn't obvious, none of us are professionals. Bad advice is not a replacement for therapy. If you are battling with mental health problems, please consult a real doctor. Once again, if you are seriously unwell, get help and stop listening to student radio shows. Also, while all the language used in these stories is technically allowed by the FCC, this is definitely not a children's show, so you've been warned. If you are a child listening to this show, Nick, what should they do?
Turn it up a little bit.
Yeah. With that out of the way, I thought it might be fun to do a little Thanksgiving-themed episode. We actually only have one episode, or one story this episode, which is mildly embarrassing, but we're going to do what we're going to do.
It's a major L.
Yeah.
An L.
Let's hear it.
It's a bit of an L for sure. But we're going to freestyle, because that's what we do best here at Freeform Radio.
Oh, yeah.
These stories were all anonymously submitted through the Bad Vice form, which you can find on my Instagram at Cosmo Calloway. If you end up submitting something, know that it's completely anonymous. And if you send something within the next hour, we'll probably read it on air.
Or you could call in too.
Or call in.
We love calls.
Yeah.
Not prank calls.
It definitely doesn't make us nervous, and we definitely know how to answer the phones.
Yeah, 100%. What she said.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I feel like we got to like break the ice a little bit, guys. Like, what? Real talk, like, what are we bringing to the Thanksgiving table this Thanksgiving break?
This Thanksgiving break?
Yeah, what are you bringing?
What am I bringing? My presents.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say more.
Haven't seen my family in 3 months, so my presents is enough, I think.
Wow. Oh, I thought you meant, like, presents, like, gifts.
Oh.
Okay, that's even better.
Is my presence not a present itself?
Yeah, like, I mean, they should be grateful you're there.
Exactly.
Wow, that's profound.
Yeah. Awesome.
Nick?
I'm having Thanksgiving at my house. Normally go to my grandpa's, but I wanted to go home again, or go home this time. So I'm not bringing anything anywhere because, you know, it'll be at my home, but I will be bringing the sweet potatoes I baked in the oven to the kitchen table or dining table, also called yams, as Fetty Wap suggested. And I think they're a cornerstone of any Thanksgiving meal, whether you like vegetables or not.
So, wait, are you making, like, sweet potato pie or, like, just sweet potatoes?
No, just, like, baked sweet potatoes, throw in some butter. Simple.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like that's, no offense, Anna, but that's better than presents alone. But
I mean, you wouldn't get it.
Yeah, I mean, I will have my presents as well, so.
Oh, my God, yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right.
That's fun.
Just putting it out there.
Yeah. I think I'm going to bring my...
I got gagged.
You did. You really did, honestly. Yeah, I think I'm going to bring my... My joyous and whimsical character, I think.
Okay, classic. Yeah.
Just my aura, I think.
Your aura. Nice. It's so powerful.
Yeah, it's different than a presence, I think.
For sure.
So, okay, wait. Thanksgiving memories.
Thanksgiving.
Well, what's like, when we think about Thanksgiving, what comes to mind? Do we have anything? Because honestly, sweet potato pie, that's it for me. I feel like I would just like scoop off the top, like just the marshmallow top, and like that's it.
Oh, wait, marshmallow.
Oh, you don't know about this? Dude, that's how you make sweet potato pie. It's like, so you have like the yams or the sweet potato. What's the I honestly don't know the difference.
Same thing.
You're looking at me like,
okay,
I'm
like, somebody
it's interchangeable. It's interchangeable.
But I remember we used to always make that at my grandpa's house, and I was just like a little demon and menace, and I would just like sneak by when everyone else had already got their plates and just like scoop off the top layer of marshmallow And that was just like part of my meal.
Classic youngest child behavior. Yeah. Interesting though. Interesting. I mean, yeah, I remember a lot of good food as well. It's funny for me though, because obviously I grew up in Jersey, but I would always come up here to Massachusetts to visit my grandpa. He lives over in Concord. Shout out Grandpa Morgan, if you're listening.
Shout out.
And basically, like, it was always fun because it was like, you know, you'd go through the fall and it's long and now it's getting cold. But then I'm like, oh, I get to go north. And I remember sledding actually for Thanksgiving. It doesn't look like there's any snow on the ground outside the studio here yet. But for some reason, it would just, I mean, maybe this is like pre-climate change, you know, when I was growing up, like there would always be snow when I came up here in late November. And so we'd eat a lot of food and then be a little heavier and then just go down the hill really fast. And yeah, I mean, that's my like.
You just get faster throughout the night.
Oh, I know. Like, yeah. There's more. Yeah, exactly. I mean, physics. Hit a couple trees sometimes, but it was always fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that once it starts snowing here.
Oh,
sledding down like Presla on just uncontrollable is the most.
Absolutely.
I have never sled here.
You haven't lived, I think.
No, I have not.
What you meant to say.
Like,
yeah.
Have you sled,
actually?
Period at all? Or?
No.
No.
Never in my life.
Okay. This winter.
This winter, hopefully.
Wait, did you not go out when it snowed last year?
I think it was like my midterm week. Remember there was like that snowstorm like end of January? I had like 3 exams in the same week. And so I was preoccupied.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I gotta say, when I was picking songs for this episode, it got me thinking about how there's like really not any good Thanksgiving songs.
No.
Like, I thought, like, Adam Sandler would have something, and I, even, like, his song is, like, not even on Spotify, I don't think, so.
You can YouTube it.
Yeah, I guess I could. But I feel like some seasons are just better for music than others.
Yeah, Thanksgiving's not one of them. I remember, did you guys ever have, like, the Music Choice channel on your TV?
No, what is this?
Okay, so, like, there was always, like, you have 1 through 100 basic cable channels, and then you'd go up into, like, the 1000s, you know, when you're bored. And I just had this, like, it was maybe through, like, Comcast, but it would have, like, basically different genres of music. And there's one station that was always holiday music. And so, like, you know, my parents would turn it on during Christmas time, like, every December. Normal, right? But then one day I was like, this is my idea. I was like, let me check it out in November, see if there's any songs on here. Like, what do they play for Thanksgiving? And it was literally just, like, normal. Like, they didn't have any Thanksgiving. Like, it was just normal music. And I did this in the Easter, too, because I was like, you know, I got to, like, do a couple trials. So my conclusion there is, I think, honestly, Christmas, at least from my understanding, might be the only holiday with true music behind it. Like, in terms of, like, in modern music, too, you know?
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of what Thanksgiving music just kind of blends into Christmas music a little bit.
I feel like Thanksgiving is when I start listening to Christmas music.
Yeah. Don't even get me started on the lack of Hanukkah music. All right, it's a touchy subject.
My fault.
Be the difference, Cosmo.
Yo, why don't you make
maybe? Yeah, Hanukkah maybe music? I need to drop my.
Why don't you drop a Thanksgiving Hanukkah single?
Like, yeah, I actually
on SoundCloud too.
This is a strange plug. Do you guys know who BLP Kosher is?
No.
No.
Okay, so I recently found out about, I actually don't think I can play any of his music on air, but
kosher.
It's unfortunately not kosher. Huh. But I think he's from Jersey.
Okay.
All the best things come out of Jersey,
represent.
I feel like. But he's this Jewish rapper who, like, exclusively, like, raps about, like his bars just include Judaism. Like, just in some way or another. Like,
okay, fire.
He'd be like, I'll spin the block like a dreidel. Like, it's, like, just crazy things like that. Anyways, I'm just talking out loud here, guys.
Sounds better than the Christian rap ever, and I'll give you that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe that's the case.
Christian, okay, but Christian gospel music, low-key, it hits.
Yeah.
It does.
Y'all just, you wouldn't understand.
I feel like I could wake up to that in the morning, and I would just, like, ascend out of bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, being at church at, like, 9 a.m., and then having, like a fire song, like, it kind of, I'm seeing the light, I see God, like, it kind of works.
Yeah. Do you guys have any good Christmas memories?
Christmas memories?
Like, I don't know, just because I feel like I never had that experience of, like, a, you know, like, the quintessential, like, Christmas thing.
Yeah.
Like, what was that like?
Okay, for me, I just remember it was, like, the only day of the year, like, I literally would not leave my house, pajamas all day, and the best Christmases, I was just building Legos all day. I mean, that's really it.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I remember waking my parents up at 6 a.m. every Christmas.
Classic.
To, like, get our presents. And then opening them together, my mom taking pictures of me of, like, just having woken up, like, and posting those on her Facebook, like, If anyone finds my mom's Facebook, like, they have so much blackmail material just from Christmas mornings.
Yeah.
So dangerous.
I feel like there's something there to be said about how, like, I feel like sometimes parents are, like, so paranoid about, like, what we put out on the internet, but at the same time, like, their Facebooks are, like, literally a vault of information.
No, my mother has posted the most heinous pictures of me to ever exist. Of me, my siblings, my father. Like, she really does not care. Like,
yeah.
I once, this is, like, semi-related, but I really don't use Twitter that much.
You mean X?
Excuse me, X. Sorry, Elon Musk. Get with the times.
Thank
me.
You.
Like, the satellite's about to be, like, struck down from above.
He's about to smite you.
He really is.
You guys, we're on Starlink right now, so don't expect to hear from us much longer.
Lightning bolts just around. No, I remember I made a Twitter that was, like, strictly for joke purposes. That's what I told everyone. Because I couldn't be seen to actually have it seriously.
That's how it always starts.
But it was, like, it happened, I don't know. I would just, like really funny, stupid posts. But it was, like, not things that I would, like, you know, want on my main. Like, I wouldn't want everyone to know. It was just, like, my side funny, I make little quips account. And then one day, my dad decided to tag me using his Twitter account. Ooh. And my dad had recently, I don't even know how, got verified on Twitter.
Oh.
And so he tagged me and then just exposed this entire account that I had. And I had to, like, delete everything and just turn it into, like, a normal person account.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, not thankful for that. That's for sure.
Interesting. Crisis averted, though.
Yeah.
You had some good PR management
rare,
there.
Rare Trey Calloway L.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. That's so true. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I feel like he would do a Thanksgiving song rendition on his Instagram. I've showed you that, right? His acapella?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Classic.
Do you know about his acapella?
No.
Okay. Well, this is... I love my dad so much. He's very talented. And one of the things he likes to do is record. I don't know if you've seen them. There's an app that lets you, like, stitch multiple videos of yourself together into, like, a collage format. And you sing acapella to yourself.
Oh, my God. Wait, that's so fire.
I think there used to be an old name for it, like... I don't know what it was, but it's come back around, or at least my dad has set the trend again. And, he makes them for people's birthdays, for, like, holidays, for stuff like that.
Does he have a cameo?
Dude,
asking for a friend.
Honestly, I think at this point he needs one. Like,
interesting, interesting. Okay.
I was going to get him to make one for Kai, I think, and then it just ended up, like, falling
classic,
through.
Classic. But, maybe so. I'll not tweet him, I'll at him on the app known as X, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We'll see.
How did we get here? Why are we talking about my dad?
You wanted to talk about Christmas.
You always bring your father up.
Oh my God, sorry. Yeah, he just comes up.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Lives rent-free in my mind. Okay, I'm realizing, as you guys were saying, the only Christmas memory I have, and I say that because I think I've only really had one, maybe two Christmases, was at my grandpa's house on my dad's side. And they live in Oklahoma, so they take Christmas, like, very seriously, I feel like.
Oh,
they had,
the
like,
Bible
big trees, the Bible Belt. Yeah, you know. And all I remember was Christmas Day, I woke up at maybe 5 a.m. And I was just so excited as, like, a little child that I couldn't be contained in the cage of my covers. And so I, like, ripped them off, and I ran downstairs. And, like, obviously no one's up because it's, like, basically, like, the night still. And I see this, like, plate of cookies. Mind you, I'm not really familiar with all of the Christmas customs. I just, like, hadn't really done it myself.
Uh-oh.
And so I'm like, these look delicious. I'm going to eat these.
You took
and so
Santa's cookies?
Not for you.
Not
for you.
Every single one of Santa's cookies. And as
God.
I'm eating them, I hear, like, footsteps coming from, like, down the stairs.
Ho, ho, ho.
And I'm, like, horrified. So I run and I hide behind the couch, like, while I'm still stuffing, like, cookies in my face. And I just hear from the top of the stairs my brother's voice, just him going, "Cause, is that you?" I, like, refuse to respond. No. And I'm, like, frozen. And he eventually goes upstairs, like, back to bed. And I was, like, crisis averted. And then I crawled back into bed, like, just kind of, like, high on my cookies.
Yeah.
And then I went to bed. And that was one Christmas.
Your first and last Christmas. Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine why Santa didn't come back. You know, maybe you stole his food or something.
Yeah.
No, I mean, imagine the person that asked if it was you was actually Santa, not your brother.
Oh, Yeah, he just knew me by he name. Just, he was like, Cos, is that
yeah.
you? He just knew who you were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From always being on the naughty list.
Yeah, you're always on the naughty list.
I was curious why I got, like, coal in my sock that year, but I think it makes sense now.
Now you know.
I used to try to put coal in my brother's sock because he would, like, he was like, you know, always the more misbehaved kid, you know, again, younger sibling. And every year I would convince him, I'm like, you know, like, you, Alan, you got to get your act together. Like, Santa's been, like, leaving you coal. Like, this is, like, not a joke. And he, like, at first he would believe it, then he caught on. But it could be an effective, like, what's the word for the, like, negative reinforcement, I guess?
Yeah, you were just, like, gaslighting your brother.
Yeah, I didn't know what that word meant.
Oh, my God, he was gagged every time.
Yeah, not my first time.
That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Do you still do that?
I haven't done it in a while, but makes me think maybe I'll do it this year.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
Bring back the tradition.
I think growing up like that, like thinking about that idea of getting coal in your sock or like putting coal in someone's sock is really funny. And then you think about like the practicality of it. Like, how are you as a like 11 or 12 year old going to like source coal unless like you maybe have some for like a barbecue or something?
Okay, well, my version was like I was like really into rocks. So I took my obsidian rocks and put them in my sock. Yeah.
Wait, you were into rocks?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Uh huh.
Like what kinds?
The shiny ones.
Oh my god, he was a crystal girl before crystal girls existed.
No. I like the regular rocks too.
Whatever.
Like, long story short, third grade rock unit. I took it a little longer than like the actual unit itself. Might or might not have made a parody of what's the song? Gun Gum Style, but rock style, and performed it at my talent show. That's for another. Podcast.
Can you give us a sneak peek?
Dude,
I'm not going to.
Okay.
That's so good.
Let's continue. It's not a Thanksgiving song either.
My fault.
I don't want to stray from
it. Actually,
topic.
How dare I? Like,
we can't play it because it's explicit.
Yeah.
And on the radio,
it
would
be. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. My fault for asking.
Nick went a little too hard when he was doing it.
Yeah.
I was just so excited. But
all I remember is, I don't know if I can say this, but it's just like, the chorus was like, you know, when you're like putting your hands around Gungam stuff, like peak 2012, 2013. And it's like, hey, sexy igneous. And then people were like, you got to change the word. And I'm like, no, but like it's a parody. So, and then like that was like the beginning and end of my songwriting career.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Bring that back. Did you have a name or did you just go by your like your actual name?
Oh, no, it was just my name. But, okay. Yeah.
I like that. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Thanks.
I feel like I learned a little bit more about you every show.
I feel vulnerable now. Let's keep going.
Okay. Moving on. Anna, I can't remember. Do you have siblings, no?
I have two siblings.
Okay, are you the youngest?
I'm the oldest. How dare you say that about me? That's crazy.
Older children rise up.
Yeah, that's disrespectful. My bad.
Yeah.
So I feel like the oldest has more responsibility in terms of like holidays when they're coming around. Like,
I had to do all the cooking and my brother and sister just sat there. Even though my brother is, like, a year younger than me, so.
It's unfair.
Yeah. Mm.
Was it, maybe I'm just, like, speaking from my own experience, but I, like, never gifted things when I was younger because I think I was just, like, able to pull the, like, oh, I'm innocent and I have, like, I don't know how this works card. I feel like you made gifts.
I have always, I don't know. I feel like the second I started realizing that, like, gift giving was a thing, I started giving gifts, even if it was, like, just, like, a little card, you know? My sister has never once given a gift to anyone, and she's...
Wait, is this the youngest?
Yeah, she's
15. Let's go!
She's 15 now. I don't think she's ever given me a gift. Like, she's so fake.
That's 15 crazy. Is too old. Like, you don't have an excuse at this point.
She's a sophomore in high school. Like, be so for real. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
What if she's just always gifting you her presence?
Oh
my god. That was a callback. You read me, like,
I
yes.
That. Also, though, I do hope you get an actual gift.
I do hope so. Wow. I do enjoy my sister's presence. I'm not going to lie. She's great, but if she could please.
Yeah, the other type of presence.
Spending so much money on her. Yeah. Like,
mm-hmm. Anything before the butt doesn't matter. It's like, yeah.
But
however,
that's so funny. I feel like that's a good like topic, like just presence in general.
Presence?
Not like presence like your presence. I mean like your physical, like
that's
like
that's,
gifts,
yeah.
You know? I remember I think I was 13 at the time and we were unwrapping like Hanukkah gifts and I opened up the box and I saw like the logo. It was like a little Victorinox like logo, like the company that makes like Swiss Army knives.
Classic.
And I like my eyes like lit up because, you know, like shiny sharp object as a 13-year-old is very exciting.
A knife.
Right? Like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yes, let's go. And I remember I was like so excited to open it, but my dad, like right before I opened the box, he like puts his hand on it. He's like, "All right, buddy, like you just need to promise me you have to be really careful with this." And I was like, "Yes, of course." it's like, please let me see my shiny knife. And I like, of course, I open the box and I like, I run and scurry into like the other room because I need to be like by myself. It's like too much energy. And I like fold it open and I immediately slice my finger.
Oh,
and yikes. I was like, I remember like holding my lips together being like, "You have to be strong. You have to be strong."
Yeah. No.
No way you said
that. I was like, I can't tell my... And I remember my cousin came into the room and it's my cousin Maddie. She's like, "Is everything okay?" And I was like, "I'll tell you if you promise you don't tell my dad." No. She's like, "Yes, like it's okay."
Were you like holding back tears?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And like looking back on it was like definitely like just like a little tiny...
Oh, okay.
Like,
oh. I was imagining way worse.
But you know, I feel like as you get younger, like tiny cuts become proportionally larger on your body because, you know, less surface area.
It's true, actually.
Bringing it back to physics, Nick.
Anatomy. But, nice.
But I think that was the most memorable gift I got. Not because it was like it was great, but mainly just because like I can't be trusted with sharp objects.
Do you still have that sharp object?
I do, actually. Really? I do still have it. Yeah, it has come in very clutch. I've lost like all the little I'd had like toothpicks and stuff.
Oh yeah,
it, which is kind of gross. Yeah. Now that I think about it.
Like, and they're like even worse than like the little nail file too.
Yeah, that is kind of gross. Bad, but yeah. No, but I have it somewhere.
Can you bring it back?
Yeah, and we'll just do some like Swiss Army knife ASMR.
Exactly. That's what WMFO is missing.
Yeah. We need an ASMR show on this radio.
Yeah. Like. At least like a little like 5 to 10 minute segment. Yeah. Of just. And then everyone tunes out. And that like little, that was like Tamia when we brought them on. Tamia was just getting like...
Tamia was going crazy. Bring them back.
Yeah, okay. There was an extra chair, so absolutely.
Yeah.
Mic number three.
Do you have any like... I don't know. Do you recall any good gifts that you were either given or received?
Well, like, I don't really remember a lot. I'm sorry. Like, sorry to my gift givers. I still, like, cherish all these gifts, but, like, I don't really, like, have, like, a memorable one. But I do remember 7th grade with my, like, little, like, middle school boyfriend. He, like, left a bunch of candy in my locker and didn't talk to me the entirety of winter break because he went back home. He lived in Miami, obviously, but he went back home to Europe, and so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he did not talk to me, I didn't hear from him, like, wow. I came back, and he was like, "Hey, what's up?" Like, nothing happened.
Wait, so it was like, he first left
He left, he, like, literally dropped all the candy in the world in my locker. Yeah. I don't know how he got into my locker, first of all.
Yeah.
So that was scary. But I opened my locker... candy, and I'm like, that's crazy.
Are we talking like the little like individual tiny Halloween candy wraps?
No,
or, like,
this was
bars?
For Christmas, so it was like a bunch of like chocolate and like,
oh,
it was a lot. Fancy. It was fancy.
Dang.
Yeah, I didn't get him anything because I was a 7th grader.
Yeah,
like I'm preoccupied.
Yeah,
like I had basketball practice to go to.
Exactly.
Like,
ball is life.
Yeah, literally.
Interesting.
Ball is life. I was balling, and he was just simping. Like,
was it good candy though? Like
it was like actually fire. But he made a joke about giving me too much and like. Implying that he made me fatter, and I was like, wait.
Oh, interesting. Okay, before you said that, I was about to be like, low-key, like, he kind of, like...
Middle school love is crazy.
I was gonna be like, well, why is he an ex-boyfriend? And then you're like, oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
And he also, like, didn't talk to me the entirety of winter break.
Yeah.
I think that's a staple of middle school relationships.
It is so true. Middle school, and we texted on WhatsApp, which is crazy.
Yeah. I love WhatsApp.
You know that's saved forever on WhatsApp.
Exactly. It's encrypted,
I could
too.
Probably look for it and, like... I think that's my most memorable like Christmas gift because it was like such a shock, and then like the comment after was like, oh,
yeah.
Oh,
that kind of reminds me. I don't know why, but that seems like some like maybe I want to say like 19th or like 20th century. No. Yeah. 19th century. Like that's like some Napoleon Bonaparte stuff. Like you just like leaves for like months at a time.
Yeah. He went to war.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally.
He's like, I have to go back to Europe.
Hey, you miss me?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Like, I actually don't know what country he was from. I'm not going to lie.
He's from Europe.
Yeah. It's like, just all one country.
That he moved to Miami from some country in Europe, barely spoke English.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what language he spoke?
No! Okay. It was either Russian...
he spoke European.
German.
Yeah.
Russian, German. Mm-hmm. Some right. sort of like... Well,
but,
German
but
isn't
not
Slavic.
Slavic
but not
some
American.
Some sort of Slavic language or German.
Okay.
One of those.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Yeah,
I'm
crazy.
Thinking, what's my best gift? My highlight is probably kind of basic, but I got a GoPro when I was like...
Oh, fire.
10 or 11, maybe 12. But it was like this how it came about is funny because I never like I don't know I was never one to like ask my parents for gifts. I don't know, I was always like very like, you know, like I think I was a humble kid. And so but then the reason they figured it out is because I would like I had this RC car and I really wanted to film like, you know, what it looks like as the remote control car is going around. And so I'd go drive it on like the tennis court in my apartment building's courtyard. And I would take my mom's iPhone 4 and strap it onto the car and have it film for me. And somehow I never broke my mom's phone. Like, this is her one phone. I didn't have a phone yet. But at the same time, I think that made them realize that, you know, maybe we can get him a GoPro instead. And then that was a great gift. And I used it, like, till it broke a couple years
Wait,
later.
Wait, that's awesome. Did you make any montages?
Yeah, I did. I did. And, you know, I was into GarageBand, just, like, I would, like, self-produce everything.
Oh, fire.
Peak sixth grade. And then
SMFA? What is going on?
I know.
Media Studies is calling your name.
I know. I should have. I took the most boring classes today at course registration, but I overlooked that. So I did, to your point, I made some, like, scootering vids.
Because
that's what I was into.
Are you talking, like, trick scootering?
As like razor scooters, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Those are dangerous. Like, the ankle bites that you get from those?
Yeah, I can still feel the bruises. But that was my like Christmas gift peek.
That's so funny. Yeah. I need to like I want to go find those videos.
I could show them to you. I'll find them on my mom's phone when I go home.
For sure. I remember I was also gifted a GoPro at one point.
Uh-huh.
But it was I was about to go to camp. I think this was I don't know when this was, but I used to go to the sleepaway camp for like weeks at a time. And I remember I'd gone into some YouTube wormhole or rabbit hole about like just first person like cool Red Bull tricks, like you know like that sounds weird.
That's classic.
Like the Red Bull like racing and like Red Bull athletics, like people cliff diving, stuff like that. Just like those really over the top sports that are all filmed on GoPro.
Of course.
And I remember convincing my parents. I was like, please, like, as a gift, if you get this, I will come back from this camp with the coolest video you've ever seen. Like, no way. I was, like, pitching a movie to them, basically.
Yeah.
And I remember getting it, filming, like, three videos on the bus ride there, and then completely forgetting about it. and just, like, the crashing moment of realization coming back that I didn't film a single thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The pressure to be a content creator started early for you.
Dude, it really did. It really did.
You became an influencer so young.
I did. Yeah.
Save you.
That's how it works in LA, I guess.
Yeah, wow. Just LA things, really.
Yeah, just LA things. Mm-hmm.
No big deal.
I gifted my mom a brick once, unrelated, but I just, nice. I was thinking about it. Dude, I don't know why I thought this was funny. Looking back on it, it was just like evil and mean, but I want to say I was maybe 11 or 12. Oh, that's a voice crack. 11 or 12, and I'm still 11 or 12, clearly.
Mentally.
But I somehow had found, I think my sister had gotten the newest iPhone at the time. And I took the iPhone box that came with it because obviously like she's not using it. And I like scooped out the inside so that I could fit a brick into it.
Oh.
And I put a brick into this iPhone box and I closed it again and I wrapped it as best as an 11 or 12 year old can. And I wrote my mom's name on it, you know, like it was on the gifting table. And she picked it up and maybe it was really bad and she realized like right off the bat. But I think for a split second, she thought that her son had, like, joined together with the rest of the family and like gotten her a phone, only to realize it was a brick. Wow. So,
well, you should deserve
leave it to
that.
The youngest children.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty
that
horrible.
Is so youngest child of you.
Yeah. You're evil. You're just actually evil.
You're just like cementing the fact that all of you are like crazy people.
Cement, no pun intended.
No, seriously. Seriously. Nice. I feel like there's a lot of those. Like, on the topic of young, like the youngest children being the worst, mm-hmm. My brother used to be super into Legos, and you know, he didn't have like the Lego Death Star, but whatever was like right below that in terms of like number of pieces, I think he had.
Yeah.
It was just like he was super into them. And I remember when he would leave the room and like go to his friend's house, I would just sneak into his room and like pluck little pieces off and just hide them for myself. Oh. Like as if I was even going to use them. Like I just stole pieces.
That's even worse than just like destroying it straight up.
Yeah, right? Like it's just like subtly like taking away. Uh-huh. And I remember he got so mad at me one point that he was like, I'm going to glue all of my Lego pieces together for you. And he did.
Nice.
So
you did that.
I really did
you
that.
You drove him to madness.
Yeah.
Like,
it's right. Me and Nick congrats. Both gaslit our brothers. I feel like it's...
Yeah, exactly.
No,
yeah, it's
and
a common
I've done
theme.
It too, but like, from a younger sibling is crazy.
Yeah.
Because what authority do you have?
None.
Yeah.
None. Exactly. I'm like a agent of chaos, I think.
You are. Uh-huh. You've been an agent of chaos. That hasn't stopped.
Yeah. That's just my energy, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
you know, yeah, he's just like
you're
that.
Just too powerful.
Yeah. that's funny. Okay, I feel like we need to come up on a PSA break, but in the meantime, should we play some more, like another Thanksgiving song?
Let's hear it.
Should we get to it? Okay, I actually just heard this song. I think it's really good.
Okay.
By J. Cole. It's called Thanks with Burna Boy. I'd never heard this.
Clean version.
Let's get this aux on.
Thanks.
Finish him.
Is this the motherfucker? Thanks I get for making my people proud every chance I get.
Yeah.
It's okay, I get
cold world.
This night, Jah no love. Yeah. Only Jah know where it started from. But Lua Bun, I still apply pressure. Sneak up on you on a silent one. Ooh, be that person. I showed you what to really do this thing. But Lua Bun, I'm not the blueprint of God. And I gave you Afrofusion. No words can describe a love. My waka waka, no place I no go to. If it hurts you, I like this and they hurts you. It could take your mind, but to but to Allah, basa basa Allah, rezare Allah, ya masa Allah, ayu ayu Allah, ayu ayu Allah, Allah. You go the reason I'm rough rough Allah, basa basa Allah, rezare Allah, ya masa Allah, soro soro Allah, ayu ayu Allah, Allah. Is this the motherfucking thanks I get? Too many people know they fear God. What you think he created hell for? Mankind so jealous. But in that no that they tell us. Tell us. While I'm in favor. All who have on a multi jealous. My fall is unheard of. Never hear them say I fell off. Fell off. He could take your mind. Butu butu. Allah. Basa basa. Allah. Arizari. Allah. Yamasa. Allah. Ayu ayu. Allah. Ayu ayu. Allah. You go the reason I'm rough, rough. Allah, asa basa, Allah, arisare, Allah, ya masa, Allah, soro soro, Allah, aye aye, Allah, Allah. Is this the motherfucking dance I get? You say my mama dance for fella. You say I no get baby mama. You say that I'm cancel the girl. You say I shoot person Cubana. Cause I want to like passing woman. Is this the motherfucking thanks I get for making my people proud every chance I get?
Burna and me, you're running the shit for eternity. I fathered a couple of styles, I take a paternity leave. Permanently, they hating, I'm brushing the dirt on my sleeve. Steadily talking M's to me, it's like I'm learning to read. Sounding it out, taking my time, counting it out slowly. Dust collecting on a roly, me and these beats is holy. Matrimony, feeling like Axel Foley. In Beverly Hills, copping whatever I feel. Cole and Burna, Shaq and Kobe. Winning a ring, then we gon' repeat, then three-peat. Them nerds hate, they see geeks. They peeping us on the low, we like a cheat sheet. Get paid for praises, I don't believe in free speech. I said it, I'm in it, no takebacks. I don't even need the receipt, so please miss me with the PC. I be in NYC, on a bike with the hood up, like I'm ET. These rappers ain't like me, I'm knee deep in the concrete. Forever cemented, don't you ever forget it.
He could take your mind, butu, butu. Allah, basa, basa, Allah. Allah,
All right, we're back. Hello, everyone. Sorry, Young Nudie started playing for a second. I don't know how that happened, but
yeah, that's crazy.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, time for a PSA, and today we're gonna talk about Food Not Bombs. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. This is a public service announcement from Food Not Bombs and WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Food Not Bombs, also known as Turkey, but not Tombstones.
Oh,
but okay.
Where's the canned laughter button?
Yikes.
It's between that or gravy and not graveyards, but
okay,
I don't know.
That's enough. That's enough.
That's crazy.
I'm really trying here.
Yikes.
Okay, well, I managed to find one story that I don't think we read last time. If we did read it, let's just act like we didn't read it. Okay. Like, I feel like that's probably fine.
Works.
You don't think we have repeat listeners? You don't think we have fans?
No, mm-hmm. We do. I was more so like telling our fans. I was
yeah.
Just like, yeah, if you're in the room, if you're a fan and you're in the room with like a non-fan, like, just laugh. Be like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, haha.
Pretend like yeah. This is normal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and read this. I think it's, yeah, it's fine. Okay. I was hooking up with this guy and ghosted him because of family issues. Dash, I was definitely in the wrong because I had been hooking up with him pretty frequently for like a month. I should have treated the exit better, etc., etc., etc. Overall, I regret how I handled it. It was the first time I'd ever ghosted anybody. I just stopped responding to texts and hid from the whole world. On the pub Tuesday after I ghosted him, like 3 or 4 days after, I get a knock at my door, and lo and behold, it's him, and I'm suddenly faced with the task of explaining to my man on my stoop, detail by detail, how my dad left like a week ago. Maybe it runs in the family. But for real, me doing that was so ill-timed, and I feel awful about it. What?
Oh, my.
Oh, jeez. I'm so sorry.
I feel like that came just out of left field. Like,
yeah.
I was not expecting that my dad left me.
My dad left me.
But how do we have
Well,
full
I don't think she was expecting it either.
That's very true, yeah. Huh.
Wow.
I feel like that is not something that, like, you tell to someone that you're ghosting. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like the ideal scenario is, like, if you're trying to ghost someone as best you can, like, you don't tell them anything personal.
Well, okay, this man did show up at their doorstep. So, it's like, what do you do at that point? You can't just continue to ghost.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're just like, sorry, wrong house.
Wait. Also,
do I know you?
I heard, why did Pub Tuesday come up in there?
I don't know.
I was like, also
Pub Tuesday,
so random.
Pub Tuesday's crazy.
Yeah, that's so true. I feel like she just like wanted to flex that she was there.
Yeah, no big deal. Uh-huh. I support the local economy. Yeah. I think, I don't know. I feel like we've already said, you know, ghosting, never the move. And I don't know. I don't want to say it's karma, but like, also like,
what are you saying? Like her dad leaving her is karma?
No. I'm saying like the having to explain on the spot suddenly.
Oh yeah.
Because like
yeah.
It would be confusing, and I feel like also like, even if it's just like something super casual, like you still can like explain to the person just like something happened in my family, you know, and you don't have to give them the entire scoop.
Yeah.
But just be a little more, you know. Whatever, and then leave it at that. You know,
I feel like there's also,
or even just shoot them a text.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I feel like there's something low-key Freudian about the situation too. just in the sense that, like, this person is talking about how it's kind of a cycle from, like, you know, her dad technically ghosted her. That sounds weird, though. Her dad left her, and then she ghosted this random person. And I feel like, I don't know. I'm not a fan of Freudian psychology, and I feel like you don't have to make that the case. Like, break the cycle before it breaks you.
But I think it's mostly, like, this person wasn't in an emotional, like, headspace to continue being with this guy, whether it was casual or not. So there's also that. I don't think it was like Freudian, like, oh, like, I'm gonna continue the cycle running, like, it's gonna run in the family. But I just think, like, this person definitely could have handled it better.
There's also, I think there's something to be said at the very end. This person said, but for real, me doing that was so ill-timed and I feel awful about it. I think what's important to remember is it will always be ill-timed. There is never a good time to ghost somebody, I feel like. And you are, without a doubt, this is the unfortunate reality of the world, going to run into them again at some point.
Right.
And it might not be on your, you know, terms, your doorstep, but it will be at some point in front of you. And so, I don't know. Don't think of it as like a, oh, this was fine, I just did it at the wrong time. Yeah. It's more so just like,
You did it. And it's also like at a small school, like Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts, where, like, you see everyone. I feel like I see like every single person I don't want to see every day. Like,
Pretty much.
Does that make sense? Like,
No.
Thanks, Anna. I appreciate it.
And then we all come together every other Tuesday, or Monday. Not the way to go. Also, my other thing is, like, I find the going to the door interesting because I just, like, watched Good Will Hunting for the first time this weekend.
Oh, really?
And I guess, a great, great movie. Shout out Southie, shout out Boston. And it's crazy to me that, like, that was filmed in the 90s. It's set in, like, the late 90s. And even about 20, 25 years ago, it was just so common to just, you know, like, walk up to, you know, someone's door and knock on them and go say hi. And not just in, like, a time of, like, oh, I want to see you, but, like, also in times of, like, oh, we had a fight, but then I'm going to go back and knock on their door and see them and talk to them. Versus now, like, it's just, like, there's been such a shift to, like, only communicating via text. So, like, I'm not, like, trying to, like, offer or conjure some sort of opinion here. But I also think it's interesting that, like, you know, maybe that would have been more normal 20, 30 years ago. But now it's, like, it feels invasive. And it is a bit of invasive to just to go up to someone's door unannounced.
Yeah, I would feel so weird going to someone's door. Yeah. Having to go through the process of, like, being let in, like, waiting by the door, just standing there, like, waiting to be let in.
Oh, my ID's not working.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like that's also, like, one of those things that's, like, it's not even necessarily, like, a gender dynamic, too. Like, I feel like if anyone came to your door, like, that would be a...
It would be quite odd.
That would be really odd. Sure. I'd be like, how do you know this room? Like, what? I don't know. That freaked me out. What'd you think of the movie, though, in general?
Oh, it was so good. It really was, like, I mean, I don't know. I like to think that I always, like, can predict how it's going to end. But at the same time, like, there were parts where I was, like, genuinely, like, oh, no, like, it's not going to be good for, what's the main character's name? Will?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. It's not going to be good for Will. So it was very much, like, one of those things that just, it always keeps you on your toes. 10 out of 10 acting. And I just love, like, watching, like, you know, like, a film that's, like, you know, also set somewhere where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommend.
I didn't realize this. I feel like an idiot because I looked up the cast on the side. Nope. His name in the movie is Will Hunting.
Yeah, that's why it's
Did we all know this?
It's kind of like an elementary pun, but
no,
it's funny.
No, I'm dead.
Well, you learn something new every day, Will. I guess. Will.
Anyways.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. I think it's a really good, like, fall or, like, autumn movie.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know what else is a great movie? Also starring Robin Williams, Dead Poets Society. I love that movie. I will plug it every time.
Have you seen Dead Poets Society?
No, I've always heard about it, though.
Me too. I feel like maybe a quarter of the girls that I've met here have said that it's their favorite movie.
Really?
And that's just an observation.
It's just
an observation. I need to go see it at some point.
Wait, that's crazy because I have never heard a girl say that. Like, I have a poster of it in my room and no one ever knows what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's definitely on the watch list for sure.
It better be at your watch list. Now that a quarter of the girls have told
Statistically speaking.
Interesting.
Just saying you're so unoriginal and weird.
Yeah. Just saying it's a really basic movie.
Yeah, just be honest.
Basic. You're a freak.
No. Yeah. I need to go back and watch that movie. I love Robin Williams so much. He's actually good. An angel.
Only thing is, I would contest it's more of a spring movie than fall.
Oh, is it? Did I mess that up?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Okay. But, fair enough.
I mean, that said, I did say, I looked over to my friend Casey when I was watching. I was like, this makes me excited for like spring in Boston, which is a given 6 months away. But good spring vibes.
One thing I learned after watching that movie was Robin Williams, I guess, was known for, in his contracts that he signed with studios for movies, he would require that a certain amount of actors, even if they were like extras, were homeless, which I thought was interesting. I didn't know that. Just, I don't know, he was super passionate about like combating homelessness. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to say about one take.
Wait, do you know like which actors or actresses were?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure.
I'm sure someone had a couple lines here and there. You know.
I'm just gonna see if I can find anything here. Okay, so he would send a writer before he would agree. Writer, R-I-D-E-R, before he would agree to certain contracts. Uh-huh. And I guess a rider is like a stipulation that's a formal request from the performer. And some people, like, as the rider would talk about, you know, transportation to get to the set, or like food or stuff like that, or whatever services. But his was always to hire a certain number of people who are homeless. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of photos with like cast and crew that he has here, but That's all I'm getting here off the top search. Right. So whatever, to be dived in more at some point.
Interesting,
but,
for sure. Next time.
Yeah, what else do we have, guys? I mean, I don't know. I feel like we've kind of exhausted everything that's Thanksgiving.
What, turkey drops, you were saying?
Turkey drops.
That is in the title slide. Oh, by the way, crazy. You went crazy on camera.
Thank you. Oh, my God. You know, I'll be honest. I realized I didn't even need to do this because Tufts lets you, like, have an account. But I paid for a Canva premium account. Oh, my God.
Tufts lets you have an account?
I think
through TCU, yeah. All clubs can have a Canva account.
Yeah. I know. I realized the climbing team has one, which I could have used, but I just kind of blanked on. So worth it. Oh my God. I get so much use out of Canva.
Wait, what did you make on it?
I made the graphic for today's show, which
right, of course.
It did have something about turkey drops. Uh-huh. We didn't get any stories about turkey drops, so it was kind of
An L.
Not a thing. I realized not everyone knows what that means, and I feel like it's a tragedy because it's a really funny term.
You mentioned something about turkey dropping. I'm like, what does that even mean?
For the audience that's uninitiated,
it went over my head too.
A turkey drop is a breakup that happens when you go back to Thanksgiving. It's usually used in the context of like, you know, college and like doing a long distance relationship and then coming back and breaking things off because Thanksgiving, it's a turkey drop. Anyways, that's what that is. I thought that was a really funny term, but I quickly realized no one else knows what that means.
Yeah. Where'd you get that from?
Yeah, I don't know where I got it from. I think I spawned with it in my head.
You just woke up one day and you were like, I'm going to turkey drop.
I'm so curious. Maybe it was an Urban Dictionary word. I don't know. But it was that was on the Canva. It was also Thanksgiving horror stories because I feel like everyone has awkward encounters at Thanksgiving, like dinner tables with your whole extended family. I guess maybe we can talk about that. Like, how is that? Has it ever been awkward with you and your family? Or do you all do you squash the beef?
My mom's side of the family is Cuban, so Cubans are notoriously very conservative. Mm-hmm. And my my immediate family is not very conservative. And this is like very recently when like DeSantis was like elected governor. RIP.
died?
No.
Oh my God.
Wait.
Oh my
God. Guys. No, RIP Florida.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
But yeah, they were talking about how he's like great and like how the Don't Say Gay bill is like doing great things.
Yeah.
Like what? Why do you care?
So in that situation, are you like, how do you handle that?
Okay, so before I would just like sit in silence, like I would go nonverbal. Like I would literally be sitting in the kitchen, like the dinner table, like, because my mom would always like, she would always tell me not to do anything about it because I'm never going to change their minds.
Mm-hmm.
But they started spewing like some real transphobic, like harmful, hateful rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it was enough for me. So I snapped.
Something inside of me.
I turned into Hulk.
Yeah. Like, boom.
No, I became a threat to national security.
And the cranberry sauce started flying.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just like, it's really hard to like have Thanksgiving with family members that have differing political views and have political views that like affect your identity.
Mm-hmm.
Because like my uncle literally like said the most homophobic things.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, okay, like, why, what does, like, I don't know. I feel like it's a very common thing for like Hispanic people and like especially Cubans to like just be homophobic. And like, why? Like, I just genuinely don't understand. I get it's like rooted in religion, but like.
So I guess my advice, or like, what advice can you give?
What advice can I give to people that have to suffer with Cuban family members?
Or just like, you know,
or just
or annoying.
Like, yeah. how do you hold?
I would say like, there's obviously a time and a place to talk about it. And you don't want to like go crazy at a dinner table and have like political fights with your family members. But also, they should know that there's a time and a place to talk about it. And I feel like cutting the conversation off, like, oh, I don't think this is an appropriate conversation to have right now on Thanksgiving, might be the best way to do it. Or just, like, literally yell at them. Tell them off.
Because
mm-hmm. I did that.
And it's just like some of these people you only see, like, once a year. And, you see them for Thanksgiving. And it's like, how does, like, the conversation manage to get to, like, you know, that topic? And I obviously, like, regardless, like, also a problematic view, but it's like, out of all the things you can, you know, bring up, like, in what do you have in common? And then they just choose to talk about that. That's really annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, Cubans. Ugh.
I feel like I can, here's one legitimate piece of bad advice that I can offer. If you are ever in a situation, this hasn't happened to me necessarily at Thanksgiving, but it's still a fun thing to do. If like, you're just frustrated by something that someone's saying or, you know, whatever it is. Works especially well if a family member is spewing conspiracy theories.
Ooh.
Here's how you attack it. Whatever they say, make it worse. Like, if somebody is like, if let's say, you know, your uncle, after he's had too many cups of gravy, is like, you know, we faked the moon landing. This is when you hit him with you believe in the moon? Yeah. And just like, just
nice.
One up him.
Nice.
You know, I feel like it's an easy way to. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's fire advice, yeah. Cosmo.
I like I'm that. Telling God. You it works.
I like that. No, I mean, that's not even bad advice. Yeah.
Because if someone hit me with that, I'd be gagged. I'd be like, wait.
Yeah. Oh my God, I need to reconsider my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's some things like that where it's just like, I don't know. It's 2023. You need to get over yourself. And if you can't do that, like, I'm going to make fun of you. And I think that's appropriate. I think that's so fair.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, that's one way to fight political extremism. I mean, seriously, like, I guess, especially, like, I feel like post, like, whatever, like, the last 10 years, it's, like, at a certain point, you gotta be funny about it.
Yeah. Also, I mean,
have a little laugh.
I think, that's, if you're able to put up your own defense shield a little bit and be able to, I don't know, it's tricky because a lot of these things, a lot of, like, the issues that, you know, might come up at, during the political discussion at your table, like, a lot of them are attributed to who you are as a human being and, you know, like, innate aspects of your identity. And so it's very hard to not take that personally, if not impossible.
Especially as an international relations major.
But, like, yeah.
Oh, my God, all three of us.
We're the
de facto experts now.
Literally.
But, you know, I think, I don't know. Realizing sometimes people can be so out of touch that it's almost humorous, I think is at least in my mind, like, that's how I help myself cope with it a little bit more. But I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's bad advice. So what are you going to do? Also, sorry, side note. Can you explain that flyer that you picked up before you came in here?
Oh.
Well, actually, Nick picked it up and then he gave it to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if he thought that I needed it.
It's because he was thankful for you.
Yeah.
I was. Sign of appreciation
you,
for
Nick.
A co-host. Yeah.
So it says Dance Music Express Entertainment Agency, and it's a picture of this blonde girl wearing headphones, and then a picture of her and what looks to be her father, and then a solo picture of her father, and then a picture of them together again, and then music, it's the way of life. And then their number. And then follow us on Instagram, Dance Music Express, where they have a DJ service for party boat cruises, weddings, corporate, fundraising, special events, oldies events, team building, comedy shows, karaoke, voices, voiceovers.
How about sweet parties?
We should call them and ask.
Facts.
Events inquiry. We can email them at dancemusicexpress@gmail.com.
Okay. Well, we'll have to find out for our next episode. Yeah. I'll be curious.
Yeah. Sweet parties? God.
Should be able to do it.
None of us have a suite. So.
No. But like, I know someone.
You know someone?
Yeah.
You have connections. Wait, in the suite also industry. Like,
why does it say voiceovers are licensed and insured? What is that? What is that for?
We gotta ask Dance Music Express.
Yeah, well, I'm so confused.
We gotta ask them in person.
Mm-hmm.
That's so
interesting.
Funny.
Requests.
Wow. Okay. Seeing as we have about 3 minutes left, I thought we'd do a little wrap up and play one more kind of Thanksgiving-esque song.
Ooh.
But what do we think about takeaways from today?
Takeaways from today.
I feel like one thing that I've learned about through these stories of ours is that and this is really hard for me to say, like it's taken a lot for me to get here.
Yeah, you're tearing up.
I am, but I think my takeaway would have to be that the youngest children are actually the coolest of all of you guys.
Okay. Cut them off again. Bye, Cosmo.
Boo.
No. What's the takeaway? I don't know. That sometimes Thanksgiving can be hard and holidays are weird and families are strange, but
yeah,
I'm thankful for everyone sitting in this room.
Aww.
And I actually learned recently the saying, blood is thicker than water, is actually not the full saying. Not kidding. Full saying is, the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb. That is the original
Amen,
saying.
Amen, brother.
And it means the opposite of the saying, which is basically like, actually that, you know, sometimes the bonds that we make in life can be stronger than literal blood bonds, which sometimes might be true. So be thankful
this
for everyone.
This is so cutesy of you.
Thank you. I tried to tie it together.
Thank you, Cosmo.
I feel like I'm listening to a sermon right now.
So, you know, thank your friends, thank your family. One up your conspiracy theories.
We learned what the word turkey drop meant. Fire.
True. This is true. And I think most importantly, tune in 2 weeks from now because I'm Cosmo Calloway. This is Bad Vice, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. Would you guys like to say any parting words?
Parting words? Thanksgiving is too close to Christmas, so we probably only have one episode for this year, but we'll see you in 2 weeks, and you should be there.
Yeah. See you in 2 weeks. Maybe we'll have more stuff on. Maybe we'll have a Christmas show.
We will. Sure.
We will play Christmas music.
Deal. All right, everyone. See ya.
Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day